to the Batmobile. Let's go.
Come on, Bob. For old times' sake, huh?
Harley Quinn, nice to meet ya.
Pardon my French. Fuck those fuckers.
Marvel character ever, but you should never meet your heroes because honestly, he's a bit of a dick.
Now might be a really good time for you to get angry.
That's my secret, Captain.
I am inevitable. Smash!
Right, welcome everybody to another episode of the Comics in Motion podcast. I am one of your hosts, Chris Phelps, and my co-host and very good friend is Mr. Dave Horrocks.
Hi Chris, and hello to all listeners out there. Welcome to Comics in Motion TV and movie reviews for shows that are based on comic books. Myself, I'll be reviewing from the perspective of a long-time comic book reader.
And I'll be reviewing from the TV and movie perspective.
And what we also like to do is we also like to spoil the hell out of everything we review. And so if you haven't watched our choice of the week, we'd advise you to proceed with caution. And remember, with an average podcast comes no responsibility. Now, Chris, it's been a few weeks since we've jumped on to do something. I think it was Spider-Man No Way Home last. And I have to tell you, since that recording, I've watched it again. I watched it last week. So that's three times in total that I've watched it on the cinema. Gotta say, still as emotional the third time, to be honest. There's several parts in that movie which I'm just like holding back the tears. And I'm like, fucking seen this before, I know what happens, but it's involuntary, honestly. I think the first time I watched it, I thought it was amazing, no pun intended, but it's just getting better every time I watch it.
Well, I've gone the other way. I said I'm definitely going to watch it again, and everything's transpired against me, Dave. We all got COVID just after Christmas between us, so it ended up from about the 27th to the 10th of January, one of us was in isolation, so we've not been. This weekend, we are going to actually go and watch Scream, because I bought the tickets, made a mistake. United are on at 3 o'clock, Dave, and I bought the tickets for 1 o'clock. Not my best idea, Chris. What an idiot. But no, we haven't been yet. And when we were in the Trafford Centre last week, and Jordan never goes back to watch movies, and I said to you when we did the review, she said, I want to watch it again. And again, she was like, Dad, we've got to go and watch this. Sam won't go and watch it again, Dave. But I have been on YouTube, and I've watched it with the shittiest cameras going, and what I'm obsessed with this movie, like I am with Endgame and Infinity War, the big scenes, I love the ones where you've got the cinema reaction, you know, with the cameras and everything.
Yeah, it's just amazing, obsessed. Isn't it?
That Andrew Garfield bit is just spine-tingling. Yep.
For anyone who's not watched Spider-Man.
Not watched Spider-Man, yeah. Hello, maybe I should have done that before. but we might be in safe territory now, Dave. It's been a few weeks, but we were avoiding spoilers, and I called everyone out dinner at the time for that. So apologies, guys. I'm calling myself out. But these bits there that absolutely get me, like every time, and I just can't help but just fucking on my YouTube meander, I always end up back at them. I love Captain America Infinity War when he's in Edinburgh Station and he's there and he catches the spear. I love that bit. I love the cinema reaction. Obviously, Thor coming down at the big fight of Wakanda, and then the Endgame stuff as well. You know, the you know, Avengers Assemble, a bit, you know, on your left. I'm on a loop, Dave, watching them over and over again. I just love the reaction of the crowd. So, what a great movie! And again, it's one of the best movies ever for just pure money, isn't it?
Yeah, I think the last time I looked, it was about the eighth highest grossing movie ever. So, you know, and it still seems to be going strong. I think it was about 1.5 billion. So, yeah, can't really moan about that. I mean, I discussed with Matt across on Jasper Reviews, you know, before leading up to this. And I said, well, the problem is in the pandemic, you know, are people confident enough? Are they going to be going to the cinema? Well, turns out, yep. So, I mean, you can't argue, and it's nice to see, you know, all the doom and gloom when we first went in lockdown, sort of early 2020, everyone was calling out the death of cinema, you know, things are going to move to streaming, and this just shows to me that, you know, people want that cinema experience. So I think, at least for the big blockbusters, I still think the jury's out, you know, about the diversity of cinema and what have you. But, you know, as comic book movie fans, fuck them all. We love it.
Yeah. Dave, we haven't done this on purpose, but we have picked another new property, haven't we, for our next episode. So what are we going to be reviewing today?
Now, we are going to review something that is currently out on HBO Max. So if you're across in the US and you've got HBO Max, you've probably seen it. If you haven't, then you probably won't have done. We're going to review the first three episodes of the new TV series, Peacemaker. Now, Chris, did you know anything about this coming into it?
No. Well, only because of the last Justice League movie. I didn't know his character. I knew John Cena was playing him. I didn't have a clue. You know me, Dave. Useless. He's not mainstream as far as I ever knew. I loved the outfit. I loved him in that movie. I thought, and I do like John Cena as an actor. Me and Sam will seek out his movies, some ridiculous comedy. I think he's actually better than The Rock when it comes to comedy by a mile. The Rock's just smolder, lift weights, look massive. Cena's like that. Cena's actually stronger than The Rock in real life, Dave. He's an absolute beast, deadlift, like, champion, he's a bodybuilder, everything. But I just think Cena gets that humour, a bit like Batista. I think Batista and Cena have that timing. The Rock's good, and he is good, but I think they've got that timing better with him, and I just really enjoy his movie. So whatever, I think it's Daddy Daycare or whatever it is, we'll watch that. The second one he's in as well. He's just such a good actor. There's one, I think I said to you, called Cock Blockers, Dave, and it's fucking brilliant. I think I mentioned it before here, where the kids are all trying to get their end away. They're about 16 or something, and he's one of the dads of with this girl who's trying to get off with a lad. So him and a couple of other parents go around trying to like break them up and stop them from having sex. But he's like an R-rated one from a couple of years ago, but again, he's on top form on it. So I was absolutely looking forward to this.
You said Justice League. Do you mean Suicide Squad?
That as well, Dave. Yeah. Same universe. So
I was just trying to think. Was it? I couldn't think back to whether we'd watched the Suicide Squad and reviewed it together. But yeah, it was quite good in that. And when they announced that this TV series was coming out, I thought, well, this is a bit weird. And apparently, James Gunn had basically written this in quarantine. He had no idea whether anyone would pick it up, and he obviously just loves the character, he loves John Cena's portrayal of it in the Suicide Squad. And so, you know, it's ended up, for me, showing my cards a little bit, he's nailed it. Yeah. Now, I don't know if we discussed this with the Suicide Squad, but the Peacemaker as a character, can't say that I've read lots of, about him, but I mean, basically, he came across from Charlton Comics across to DC, and these were all the characters that Alan Moore was looking to use to basically write Watchmen. And that's when DC turned around and said, well, hang about, you can't, we've only just bought all of these and you're going to make them all bloody irredeemable. So you're going to have to create new characters. So the comedian in Watchmen was basically, he was based on Peacemaker. So, you know, that was that's where you would definitely know him from. But yeah, I mean, the comedian in Watchmen, the movie, and even the book, to be fair, it's nothing like John Cena's Peacemaker, is it? So I think, well, we should just get into the trailer before we get into spoiler territory, shouldn't we?
Let's go, Dave.
All right, kids, and that's how I defeated one of the world's most dangerous villains with only my two fists, my Desert Eagle, and two rocket launchers. Eat peace, motherfuckers! Any questions?
Have you met Wonder Woman?
She did spend an entire party IFing me from across the room.
Sick.
Dude,
I said effing.
Hey! All right!
Peacemaker, I was hesitant to bring you onto this team. But right now, the world needs a son of a bitch. And you're the only one I got.
You know, you don't have to call me Peacemaker. You can call me Chris.
Just because you're handsome doesn't mean you're not a piece of shit.
Think I'm handsome?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
This task force doesn't officially exist.
You want to do this job? You can't balk, ever.
Ah, shit!
Listen, I can help. I'm stellar with weapons and combat.
You don't have to shoot people after you already killed them.
Right.
Fucking game day, bitches!
Aren't you guys being a little nonchalant about all this?
Are you insinuating there is a wrong time and a right time to rock? Fuck yeah!
You don't understand what we're up against.
We need every hand on deck.
Is that an eagle?
It's eagle. That's okay.
My asshole! What the fuck's wrong with your bird?
Such a good handsome boy.
Dude, we're saving the world. It's everything we've ever wanted.
Shit. Fuck, dude!
Fuck yeah!
Tell me what you know.
I'm telling you shit.
How do you like that?
I like it. I like it a lot. I don't give a fuck.
What?
Give it all you got. Hey, don't worry. I'm not giving this guy anything.
Maybe you could just give him a little.
Hey, Sweet Cheeks, can you take my order real quick?
Seriously, dude.
She had cherubic cheeks. It's a compliment.
Sweet Cheeks is your butt.
No, it's not.
It is. It's like calling somebody, I don't know, sugar tits.
Totally inappropriate.
Tits are way too big to be sugar tits. Sugar tits are like smaller, perkier tits, like yours. Technically, I think you may have sugar tits too, but somehow that also feels inappropriate.
5 months after his mission with the Suicide Squad, Peacemaker has recovered from his injuries he suffered there and is discharged from hospital. Upon returning to his trailer at home, Smith is confronted by a group of Argus agents. They give him the choice of returning to Belrave prison or joining the new mission dubbed Project Butterfly. Now, Chris, what do you reckon to the opening of this series?
Absolutely loved it. Absolutely loved this three episodes we're going to talk about. For me, it was like The Boys, Dave. Very dark. Cena is absolutely on form. It's really different to what we see. Honestly, the comparisons to The Boys are the fact that it's just gory and brutal, and these them sort of, oh my God, moments. But, you know, like in a satire way as well. So even though you know it's serious and you feel for, like, well, the Peacemaker, Christopher, you know, Chris Smith he's called, you feel for his character in some of the bits where he's, like, getting a kick in or whatever. But I think as a thing, it just works. The whole, like, James Gunn, again, Dave, delivers. Doesn't matter, it's DC, Marvel. I just absolutely thought this was fantastic. And what a completely different character to actually make a series out of. But I just thought it was great.
Yeah, I've got to agree with you. The way it opens up, and he's in the prison there, and he's expecting that he can't actually be discharged. So he's expecting that there'll be police waiting outside for him. And he's talking to the janitor, and he's like, the janitor's like, why would you trust me? I'm telling you, you're not listening to what I'm saying. He's like, but we smoke weed together. And he's like, Peacemaker. He's like, oh, you're that racist superhero. And you're right. I think John Cena's timing is just phenomenal. I love the way he sends himself up. You know, he's someone who could take themselves too seriously, but he definitely doesn't. And I just love the way he kind of he approaches this whole thing. But Chris, I've got to talk about the opening theme music and the whole dance sequence for the credits. I just, when that comes up, I'm like, what the hell am I watching? And I don't know, but I absolutely love it.
yeah, that, you know what, it's so different because everyone who's in that episode is dancing. You've got fucking his dad, who's played by Robert Patrick, the T-1000 Terminator, who's a fucking Nazi absolute psycho, and he's
white
there
supremacist,
fucking,
isn't he?
White supremacist. He's doing Tom Jones like thrusts and stuff, and then the old bloke's there giving it some. It's one of them things to watch. It's just like, this is ridiculous. Absolutely, it's almost like a reverse Heidi High, Dave. Remember when they show everybody who's in the episode and everyone's smiling at the camera? But they do it at the start. Yeah, I really... And at each episode, I didn't fast forward it. I was like, oh, this is really good. It's just... whether it gets boring, Dave, after a few more episodes, I don't know. But for the three that we're reviewing, I really enjoyed it. And I think you're right. I think just like the colour palette and everything of it is just on point completely. John Cena just because he's a wrestler as well. He does all his own stunts, Dave, and everything. Just it just works, doesn't it? You know, like the first episode is just brilliant. You know, like he meets his old man, and his dad's there giving him shit, and he's like having a pop at him. Who's Robert Patrick? He's got the big quiffy hair. And then all of a sudden he goes into this room, doesn't he? Like a fucking bat cave in the middle of this house from nowhere. And he's got you know, like Q-level helmets, and he's got, I've got this and that. And I was like, oh, this is brilliant. And I've got to say, right, I know it's bad, but Cena is a fucking specimen. And he tries it on with that blonde girl who is stunning. He's in the bar with her.
That's James Gunn's girlfriend, you know.
Oh, is that how it is? Oh, yeah. She's beautiful, her. She's a really stunning girl.
Done well, Annie.
Well, he is punching there, Dave. So she chins this bloke as being a bit lechy. Because I was thinking Cena's, you know, Peacemaker's going to start taking names, but it wasn't. It was her. She just absolutely levered him, and his mate scurried off. Gets rejected. Next minute, he's like a fucking genetic jackhammer with his girl. Cena's got no clothes on whatsoever. He's got an inch of fat. They are touching skin to skin, Dave, and he's going for it. And I'm like, this is it's fucking marvellous, honestly.
It's the way he shouted. He's like, freedom! Because when he's trying it on with the blonde guy, he's like, look, I've been in prison for a long time, and we don't even have to touch, you know, above here or whatever. Oh, no, down here, because I'd need to touch your boobs.
Down there, yeah.
But you do... I like the fact he's just not one-dimensional, you know, because he had a pretty bad ending at the end of Suicide Squad, didn't he, where he had to kill off Rick Flag, and you're sort of thinking, oh, he's a bit of a baddie. But especially with Robert Patrick, his dad, who's looking a bit worse for wear, I have to say, making me feel quite old there. But he's such a bastard, isn't he? And you end up feeling sorry for Peacemaker there. You're like, oh, fucking hell, you've had no chance, have you, with a dad like that? You basically, you know, you will have a certain outlook on the world. But Chris, what do you reckon to Eagly, his best mate there?
And it hugs him.
Yeah.
It hugs him.
He's like, Dad, come on, take a picture. Where have you gone, Dad?
Where have you gone? Because I'm thinking, his car's on the drive, but I'm thinking there's some monster car in the garage. You know the way he was building it up, and then you open it, you're like, that doesn't look like a car. This is fucking Eagle, and it hugs him. He's brilliant, because one of the girls, one of the agents, he's like, later on, he's like, it's dead friendly. And he fucking bites a thing. And you said it's friendly. He went, no, I meant to me. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, there was just lines and dialogue scattered through it. Like you say, Cena's, his delivery is brilliant. I mean, he gets a kicking, doesn't he? He's given this.
Before he gets the kicking, you can see that, like, 80s hairband rock music is going to be a theme throughout this series.
Yes.
And he sticks on a bit of, I think it was Cinderella, wasn't it, or something. And he starts, he's using the vibe, the vibrator as a
to
mic.
Sing. And she's in the background picking her fucking knife up, isn't she? A big knife. She's picking
it
up.
He's just there in his wide fronts, his tighty whities.
I've got to say, Dave, you have got to have a fucking body like that to wear tighty whities, because me and you, I'd have an overhang, fucking back front, everything. There'd be wobbly bits. There'd be not like Cena. He's an absolute fucking specimen. And it's brilliant, Dave. He sends himself up so well. And that fight, you know, we don't know, but she turns into, she's a butterfly. We don't know this, but she's got like, I mean, you could, bit of a guess, like you said, the hair. She's got the big fucking flock of seagulls haircut, massive boof on. She's really thin. They have this massive fight. She's in like a bra and knickers, and she levers him, doesn't she? She absolutely levers him. He gets a few kicks in and everything. But it's almost Captain America levels of, you know, when he's in the lift and he jumps Steve Rogers off the side, doesn't he? But he lands on his shield. Cena does a lot. Obviously, he's not jumping from that high, but he's doing the stunt where she throws him through the wall. That was Cena, 100%. I was watching, because he's a wrestler, he's used to bumps. That's the good thing about it. It's a bit like when you watch Scott Adkins and that, Dave. You know, he's got his own, he does his own stunts, because you can't thing. You know, I know The Rock has a guy who looks exactly like him, and he's his stunt double in a lot of the movies because The Rock
brought
a car. But Cena, as far as I could, I might be wrong, but as far as I could see, he looked like Cena was doing everything himself, bar the jumping 30 feet from a window. But when he lands out the window and he's fucking there and he's like, oh, my fucking shoulder, he gets up and she comes to get him and he's hiding in here and he gets in his vehicle and all that. And again, the foreshadowing, his dad's giving this helmet, Dave, and that fucking sonic boom rips it to pieces. And it just, that's what it reminded me of, The Boys, Dave. That gore. It reminded me of when that woman was with the guy who she owed rent to, one of the soups, and he was there. And it's fucking bad, isn't it?
She crushed his skull.
Crushes his skull because he's giving her oral pleasure, you know. Like, but it's like that type level gore, and I just love that. I mean, he wrote all this James Gunn as well, Dave. And I've got to say, I don't know how the rest of the season's going to go, but for me, he's writing and directing in these three episodes. He's mega.
Well, I've watched all three episodes twice now, and I couldn't pick out a favourite for you. I just think each of the episodes was really, really strong. Now, we've been watching the Book of Boba Fett as well, haven't we? And I really enjoy it because it's in that Star Wars universe. But my level of enjoyment watching the Peacemaker episodes is much higher. I just think it's a much better series just all around. And like I say, you finish off pretty much that first episode and the car park is basically decimated, isn't it? And you sort of think, you know, if he hadn't have had that helmet, he'd have been screwed. She was getting the better of him by far. And so, you know, that's where it leaves it. But then, you know, he goes back to get all the records and stuff, doesn't he? Not just his stuff, but he quite likes her record collection as well, so he's thieving that. And then it ends up, you know, running away from the police, you know, because the gang sort of tip him off. And then he just sticks his fucking gormless head out the window when the police are there, and they're like, oh wait, there's someone up there. So he ends up kind of on the run, and like you say, when he's jumping out the back from one landing to the other, that looks so painful. And again, I don't know, was that Cena? It's hard to get a body double for him, so I'd assume it was. But I enjoyed that bit as well, just the pain and the punishment that he takes, and he just carries on going. And you can see that he sticks firm to his beliefs. You know, it's very much right is right and wrong is wrong. There's not a lot of grey. And you can see that in this series, I think they're going to play around with that. You know, this Argus group are going to make him do things that are going to have him challenging that perspective on life.
Yeah, my favourite bit of the episodes was when he's with Harcourt and he's chatting away and he's pissing about looking for his socks and everything. And he goes in that fucking couple's flat. And, you know, Dave, we all have watched a little bit of adult TV in our time. And the way that went down, when he's got this couple who are arguing, the woman's got like this negligee on. And the next minute, she's fucking flirting with fucking Peacemaker. And their husband's going, man, she's like, yeah, you're dickless. And all this, like, you know, giving him shit. And I'm like, this is unbelievable. But you're fucking flirting, man. I was pissing myself and I'm thinking, this is the sort of stuff that I may have seen online, Dave. I may not have. These are the sort of stories that are told. And I think James Gunn is fully aware of that scene, Dave. Because that was almost, I always say about that Monty Python one where the guy goes to the dots with his missus and the dot takes his missus in and says, you wait there, sir. And the next minute he's fucking on the bed fucking going for it with her. It was like that, and you're like, and then obviously he jumps out the building, he puts the, because even when he's putting the fucking, the mask on her and that, the gag, she's sort of like looking at him and say, here we go, and they're arguing so like, and all
anything,
that.
Anything can happen, and she's sort of like giving him the nod, while I'm tied up here, you know?
I think James Gunn has been looking at some of their movies as well, Dave. I think
he did write it when he was in lockdown, so, you know.
Control hates, Dave. Control hates. But no. but it just descends, doesn't it, into like just organized chaos. You know, it's brilliant. Like, it's just stupid things. going on. And then obviously the police come and arrest his old man, don't they? They like come and get him. And when he puts him in jail, I didn't pick up on it. I didn't realise what was going on. And I thought he was going to get an absolute kick in and he was going to be as badass as his son. You know, he's going to be an absolute maniac. But no, he picks on this young black lad who's sat there and he's like, I want to sit here between 5 and 7 and all this. And he's like, what? And all the guys get up and circle his dad. And I'm like, oh, fuck me, he's going to go off here. They know that he's Peacemaker's dad. Oh, no, no, Dave. He is... they hailed him as White Dragon, didn't they? And they did like the Hitler thing. They all got on the knees and were there chanting and everything. And I'm like, holy shit. Like you said, his dad, he didn't have much of a chance. He's even got respect for his old man, hasn't he? Even though he's been in jail and all this stuff. And I'm like, where the fuck is this going to go? I was proper gripped because I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, yeah. I wasn't sure what they were going to do with him. And like you say, it looked like when the guy recognised him in the prison, I was thinking, oh, they're going to fucking shank him or something here. Nope, they're going to worship him instead. So you could kind of tell with the whole Batcave thing, you know, when he gave Peacemaker this, you know, one of an array of helmets that he's got there, you could tell that, you know, he'd probably been a superhero before. There were some bits of dialogue as well which said, oh, have you started playing dress up again or something like that, when the cops were coming round. And clearly he's a racist fucker, you know, because he was saying to like the Asian girl, he was calling her chopsticks and stuff, and you're like, oh yeah, yeah, they're doing everything here to show that this is a piece of shit. And I think, you know, he's gonna prove to be at least one of the baddies. You've got this whole butterfly thing. I don't know if that'll last for the whole series one. I think it's going to be interesting. Like, who is the real big bad? Is it the butterflies and what they're going after? Or what part does his dad play in it? But, you know, Peacemaker's been... A few people have said, aren't you that supervillain? And he is trying to be heroic. But his dad's definitely a villain, isn't he?
Oh, 100%. 100%. And when you go into, like, the third episode... You've got fucking these goths, the butterflies. And I love the way he gets fucking, God rest his soul, Eric Bristow. He gets Darcyitis done. He's got to take out this family. And he gets a conscience. Now, if you've watched Suicide Squad, I got it right this time. You've got to watch Suicide Squad. He does not fuck about, does he? His character and Idris Elba's character are pretty much the same, aren't they? They're badass. They don't miss basically a shot, you know, absolutely awesome, like assassin sort of thing. But in this, like, he's slightly more comical, I suppose. He's quite serious. He's quite funny in Suicide Squad, but he's comical. He's more comical in this. And I think when he gets that bit, I did find that a little bit out of character, but he's like, all of a sudden, he has a conscience, considering... I'm not going to say it because I've already spoiled fucking Spider-Man, but if you've not seen Suicide Squad, there's a bit there where he has no conscience. So how he's now got one because he's been in hospital is a bit weird. But anyway, he doesn't shoot him, does he?
Well, I think the thing with Peacemaker, the way I see it, is he's always trying to do good. And he, in one of the first scenes, I think it was the scene with the janitor, he says something like, you know, he will fight for peace, even if he has to kill everyone to get it. You know, so you've got that weird kind of warped view on life. It's like you're fighting for something, but you're committing these horrible crimes in the process of doing that. And I do think, you know, even pieces of shit should pause and think, hang about, you guys are just telling me kill these kids because the butterflies, but you won't tell me what butterflies are. So you've got to have a little bit of doubt. Are these not just kids? You know, yeah. So I don't know. I didn't see any problem with that at all. I think it was just him wrestling with this principle, this code that, you know, he's fighting for peace, he's fighting for justice, but And he will kill people in order to do that. But, like I say, killing kids based on some people you've not met that long ago just tell you, you know, trust me, even though they won't tell you anything about what butterflies are.
Yeah, that's true. And I think you're right, because they do show the kills off camera, don't they? They don't show the kills, it's an off-camera shot, because Vigilante, who he'd met in the last episode, is his sidekick. He's been doing his thing. He steps up, doesn't he, and takes the sniper, just takes them all out. Mm. Bar the dad, just like, well, we'd had this thing at the start saying his thing is judo master, and John Cena's taking the piss. The peacemaker's like, oh, I've, you know, fucking, what is this? It's a little kid, and it is a tiny, it looks like Kick-Ass, doesn't it, the outfit, Dave?
Yeah, he does, old judo master.
And judo master comes in and just levers all of them, Dave, about 5 foot nothing, and just canes all three of them. It's brilliant.
I like the fact, though, I mean, we'll come back to Vigilante, because I think he's an interesting character as well, but judo master basically kicks the arse of everyone, and then he's got Cena tied up there, and Cena's, he can't resist the sledging, can he? He's saying, oh,
no,
I want to keep you, and I can put you in my pocket, or maybe I'll carry you around in case my Achilles goes, and I'll just replace it with your whole body. I did enjoy that little bit of back and forth, but for me, it gets funnier when you've had this Vigilante character, and he was obviously the guy, you know, working in the diner or whatever, because he starts doing the little happy dance when he realizes Peacemaker's back. And then he's clearly, I think it was in the second episode, where Cena's on the bed, he's crying, he's like, everyone hates you and stuff, and Vigilante's at the window, he's like, no, I'm not turning around because you've got your dick out. And he's like, look, honestly, I've not got my dick out. It's like, yeah, but that's the oldest trick in the book, you know, I turn around and there it is, there's your dick. So I just love that whole back and forth bit. It's almost like WhatsApp, Chris.
Allegedly, yeah.
So they say. But
Very good.
But when Cena's having this problem, even though he's got his sign of peace that he's drawn like a ghost on his rifle, and he just cannot bring himself to kill the kids, Vigilante steps up, doesn't he? And he just starts, like, you know, humming a little tune to himself, and he's like, da-da-da-da-da, bang, mama bear's down. You know, then the kids are down. So it just leaves the father. And but anyway, that's getting up to this point, and for whatever reason, the father decides, you know, that Peacemaker is clearly the alpha male, so he's going to torture the other one. He's going to torture Vigilante, and he's there electrocuting him and stuff, and he's like, are you going to tell me now? Nope. And then Cena's like, hey, don't worry, I'm not going to tell them anything. He's like, well, couldn't you tell him a little? I thought it was brilliant. I love that interaction between Peacemaker and Vigilante.
It's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And I think like, going in, you know, how many episodes is this? Oh, there's 8 episodes for the rest of the series. So
yeah,
we're not at halfway yet, David. I think 8's brilliant. I think that should set it up quite nicely for the whole series. They're running at about 40, 45 minutes each episode. So perfect fodder. Absolutely brilliant. And like I say, James Gunn's on top of his form. Cena is. I cannot wait to see what happens for the rest of the series. It's been so enjoyable.
Yeah, I'm with you. And like I say, each of these episodes, for me, has hit it out of the park already. And so I just can't wait for the next episodes, to be honest. I mean, we were spoiled. We had 3, so we could kind of binge them. But, you know, unfortunately, I think they're probably going to drop them 1 a week. But hopefully, if the series ends, we'll come back and then give our thoughts on the whole series. Now, it's often a bit tricky, isn't it, to give a rating before you've seen the whole series? Because especially with things like Mandalorian, I think we're seeing the same with Book of Boba Fett now. Until you get the full story, it's hard to judge it. But yes. Chris, this for me is going to Asgard. There's no doubt in my mind. It's not even close. I think this is one of the funniest things I've seen, and it's just so different from everything else that I can think of in terms of, like, say, the Marvel stuff that we've had on. I think that's been good. I've enjoyed those series, but this is just so comical, and I like you say, comical, but also very kind of adult, very, you know, violent and, you know, adult themes and whatever. So I just think it's fantastic. I love it.
I'm with you, Dave. If we were reviewing it, I'd go to the top. A few times when we've done some of these series, I've tried to be a bit cute and go, I'm going to give myself a little bit of room just in case, with no explanation why I'm not going to the top. This is going to the top. This is... It just reminds me of The Boys. I can't... The similarities are unbelievable. And for me, this is right up my alley. I didn't clock watch. I just sat there enthralled, brew in hand, each episode, go and get a coffee, go and get a coffee. I loved it. And anybody who's not watched it, I hope some point, hopefully, you're going to watch it, but I can't recommend it highly enough. It's so, so good. It's so good.
Yeah, I don't know who's going to pick it up, like in the different countries. Obviously, Sky pick up a lot of things, don't they, from HBO Max? Yeah. But whoever picks it up, you know, should get quite a few viewers. I think this is, like you say, I think The Boys comparison, I think, is a good one. That's probably the closest thing to it, isn't it? But, I mean, The Boys was funny, but it wasn't as funny as this.
No, it's brilliant. It's really good, really, really funny, and that helps. And I think because he's the main protagonist, that it's centred around Peacemaker. And in The Boys, you've got four or five different dynamics, haven't you? Even though it's a fantastic show, and everybody loves Homelander, whether you love him or hate, everyone loves him because he's just horrible. But it just works. The whole dynamic works. But whereas this, with it being Cena, you know, even that diner scene, they're all dressed normal, geeks and everything, and he comes in a full outfit, and they're like, holy fuck, this guy isn't coming in, you know what I mean? So it just, you've got to watch it, guys, honestly. I know we've talked and we've spoiled a little bit, like we always do, but it's just worth your time. I can't recommend it enough. It's brilliant.
Definitely. Now, Chris, how can everyone get in contact with us?
As always, guys, get over to the Comics in Motion feed on your podcast catching app. There's loads of different shows on there. I was on Mike's show last week, Star Wars Comics in Canon. We were talking about the Book of Boba Fett. It was a really, really good round table. Some great guys on there. There was Spider Dan, Angry Andy, and there was Ben from Star Wars Timeline, myself and Mike. So it was really, really good fun. You've got all the other guys, Mr. Tony Farina there, Indie Comics Spotlight. You know, we've got all sorts of shows. Get over there and just give it a listen. And you've got me and Dave as well doing our bi-weekly reviews, Dave. This has been a bit of a stretch bi-weekly, this one. But there you go. But it is bi-weekly, so get over there. If you want to follow us on social media. With a big B, yes. You want to follow us on social media, at Comics in Motion P. And obviously, if you want to email us with anything, it's comicsinmotionpodcast@gmail.com. And also, as I mentioned, your podcast catching up, guys. Please get over there and try and review our shows. It just helps up me, Dave, and all of Comics in Motion family just get up them charts as well, and we'll read them out, good, bad, whatever they are. We just love it. So, Dave, I'm not going to throw you under the bus because I don't know what sort of quote you're going to do, but I will just say it's been a pleasure, mate, and I have absolutely loved getting the Comics in Motion bandwagon back up and running for me and you.
Yeah, it's great to get back in the saddle, and we'll be back again. Two-ish weeks from now, yeah. But we'll see. But we'll appear on various other things as well. All right, mate. Well, great to speak to you again, and I'll speak to you next time.
Take care. Bye.
Excuse me, I'm Eric Ventura.
James Xavier.
Go fuck yourself.
What in the ass?
Tell me something, my friend. You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
What?
I always ask that of all my. I just like the sound.
Let's not stand on ceremony here, Mr. Wayne.
Would you care to step outside?
Come to me, son of Jor-El! Kneel before Zod!
Why so serious? Let's put a smile on that face.
I am Iron Man.
I'm Batman.
And he?
Whoa!
Hey!